And this decision now is to wait 2 months before giving that dose.
Right.
The president of the United States came out and said this was very good because Hep B is only transmitted sexually or through dirty needles.
Yeah, look, that's the problem. That's simply not true. The fact is, there's a refrain that if you just test the moms during while they're pregnant, you can detect whether they have hepatitis B. And if they have hepatitis B, you continue to give that birth dose. But the reality is many moms don't get tested, even though they intend to. Many times those test results aren't checked. And the tests themselves have a false negative rate, meaning they're going to say you don't have hepatitis B when in fact you do, of about 2%. That may not sound like a lot, but that 2% is going to translate into at least 1,000 babies being born and getting infected with hepatitis B. There was one modeling estimate that estimated in the first year of this new guidance, there's going to be 1,400 children, infants, contracting hepatitis B. And again, 25% of them will die from that infection.